Goobies this weekend. Girl Code Live. She is in studio. She is Carly Aquilino. Good morning.
Hi. Thank you guys for having me.
Thank you.
I love the clapping. This is so great.
Adam, let's turn the clapping
up. It's really
up.
Beautiful.
You deserve more.
It's beautiful. Wow.
How about that?
That's a live clap,
That's
by
a
the
live.
Way, for the people that are listening.
This is not an effect. Damn it, Mike. Turn it back. This is not an effect. I've been kicking at my heels ever since I found out that you were coming in. It's the first time I think you've been with us.
Yeah,
first time,
I've never
right?
been with you guys.
I love Girl Code. I love Girl Code. I love Girl Code Live.
That's my favorite thing that I've ever heard. Thank you.
It's okay. You had one of the most, obviously the most like stark features. The minute you see, it's like
pink
who
hair.
Is this?
The hair.
This head of hair is iconic.
Is that calculated? Is that a calculated maneuver on your part?
I had that hair color from when I was in high school, and I just never changed it because I used to be a hairdresser. Like
right.
the first two seasons of Girl Code, I was still a
still
hairdresser.
Still doing hair. Wow.
Yeah. Damn. That's how much money
well,
I got
like
paid,
Justin
you guys.
Said, it's one of those shows where, you know, you probably film a million lines and then they edit what they
yeah.
want and they snip it all together and it's you commenting on certain Girl Code situations or whatever it
right.
is and what have you. But, you know, however many girls are on there, 3, 4, 5, boom, you come on the screen. It's like pink hair. Boom, there's
it
Carly.
Cool.
There's Carly.
Yeah, it was really cool. I know I miss it.
Yeah,
and
it was a great show.
And I will. And there's a million of those. You did one. What was the one you did?
I did two. I did VH1's I Love Child Stars and VH1 I Love
Ooh,
the 80s. And
I loved those.
Yeah, they rattle off 1,000 of them.
Right.
I love hip-hop
yeah.
stars. I love these athletes, whatever, 80s, 90s,
yeah.
70s.
The 20s, imagine.
The 20s. VH1, I love the 20s. Hey, what's the thing with letting people of color vote these days? What they do is they sit you in a room. And stop me at any point that I'm incorrect compared to your experience. They sit you in a room. You've got usually like one AD in there.
Right.
You've got the lady or a guy in front of you with a stack of papers.
Yeah.
They get you comfy.
Flipboard, yeah.
And right. they just rip off page after page
yeah.
after page of, hey.
And you just riff.
You just
yeah.
riff for
and try
hours.
And be funny.
I would write sometimes.
Would they give you stuff
yeah,
ahead
would,
of time
right.
so you could see it?
They would
just
give it to us like the night before. 2 days before
yeah.
kind of thing, being like, these are the questions we're going to ask you. And sometimes they wouldn't ask all the questions. Sometimes they would. It depended on, like, what order you were in the show,
yeah.
like, when they recorded you and what they needed. Because sometimes they need, like, a segue to get to another
oh, right.
thing. And one topic's already covered. So it's kind of like they know all that stuff. I'm like, I don't know. Just ask me questions.
You know, I felt really helped with those things, too, was if you had the persons. I did a few of them. And one, I actually just did two of them.
Yeah.
One of them, like the lady that was asking me the questions and just like the pop culture insight, she was awesome. She
That's
had like this
what matters.
Big funny
yeah.
laugh because you're doing it for an audience of one at that point. Just whoever's
yeah.
reading it to you, you're
right.
trying to
if
make
they
them
seem
laugh.
Indifferent. They don't
oh,
want to be there.
God.
It's just like,
dude,
and
the
they're not
guy
allowed
that did
to
it.
Really laugh. Like
yeah.
the people in the room, there's usually like three people in the room, and if you want like, oh my god, what I just said is gonna crush it. You know, and you don't get
any response.
It's
yeah,
the like, worst feeling ever.
Did that eat it? Did that completely
yeah.
suck?
That's how my audition was for Girl Code. I left and I was like, oh, I guess I'm just gonna, you know,
head back
because they,
you
know? They didn't laugh.
Gotta, yeah, gotta go wash some hair forever.
Wow.
Yeah,
yeah. You get the you. It's like the classic Lorne Michaels SNL auditions where he goes and sits in the back with his assistants and stuff,
and it's like stone cold.
It's
yeah.
nothing. It's Steve Austin out there staring back at you. Nothing. You're just like
yeah.
yelling like an ass into the void, and
right.
then you get an email later that day like, yeah, he loved you. It was great. And you're like, he looked like he was
it's
about
like,
to pass
how do you know?
Out.
Yeah.
How do you know this? So when you become a part of like the MTV family like that, because Girl Code, Guy Code, the live show, I think they're going to relaunch it with like the Snapchat forum, I believe.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you become a part of that family for like other projects? Like you were so good on that. I mean, you really
Thank
were the breakout
you.
Of Girl Code.
Thank
that
you.
Do they say like, hey, we got a whole other thing we want to spin off with you.
Totally
it
Carly.
Depends.
You
it
got
depends.
An idea. It's called Totally Carly.
Uh-huh.
And here's what it is.
Yeah.
What would it be? Just me?
It's just you dying famous stars
totally,
hairs red.
This
you
is totally
giving famous people haircuts.
Yes. You interview them while redoing their wig.
Yes. Yes.
Split
That's
your wig.
Really
blow your mind.
Funny.
With Carly Aquilino.
Split your
wow.
wig.
Make it happen,
you
MTV.
Can have it. You can have it.
That is a brilliant idea.
For example, if you
That's
could, what would you do to this gentleman's hair behind us?
I think he has beautiful, luxurious hair.
Do you like Mike's hair?
Do you guys not like his hair?
I don't know.
He has great. When I saw him, I said, huh, That's a special guy.
Like your pink hair, much like your pink hair, his curly hair
it
has that same.
It stands out.
Yes.
Yes. I like it.
Is it too frizzy right now, though? Could he tighten those curls up?
Well, he didn't shower this morning. Right?
I think they look nice.
Did you shower this morning?
I'm very against guys having like shaving their head when they don't need to.
Gotcha.
Like if a guy has great hair.
And he does.
Why are you wasting
take
it?
Take your headphones
don't
off.
Don't waste
Give
it.
Give it a shake. Give it a shake.
Look at that.
Wow.
Look at that.
Wow.
It's a tight curl. It's a tight curl.
Yeah.
It's like Here's the other thing.
It is a tight curl.
Very tight
It's
curl.
A spiral, as they say.
Identical
like,
chest hair.
It looks like Kenny, like if he turns around, it's like we're Kenny G's our producer.
Yeah. Look at that guy.
Kenny.
Mike, hey, Kenny.
We straightened it once, though.
Oh, my God.
No, and it gets pinned straight. It is so soft.
And is
so
it really
perfect.
Long?
And it's very... Remember when we straightened it?
It was so weird.
Because you know sometimes when people have curly hair and they straighten it, it doesn't really kind of gets whatever it gets.
Yeah.
Not his. It was perfect.
Beautiful.
Oh, yeah, it was Asian straight.
Yes.
What a blessing.
Easy to say. Mike, you know why? Because you're beautiful with Kenny G. There's been many times in the meeting. Mike, how many times? Oh, God. I should just come out today. Mike, how many times have you caught me playing with your hair in the meeting?
A couple times.
Yeah. Well, because we sit next to each other.
That's so funny. I would, if I was sitting next to him.
And I start running my fingers through his hair. And not to like creep him out. It's because I just want to touch it and run it through my fingers like a child would a blanket when he gets tired.
It's soothing. It's comforting in a meeting.
We have Carly Aquilino in here. She's going to be at Magoobies tonight and tomorrow night. And we were talking about Mike, I guess, earlier in the week, and we were wondering, does he just ride that hairstyle out forever? Because, you know, some guys have to change their hairstyles up as time goes on.
When he gets older, if he starts going bald, that's going to look super weird.
Well,
he leaves it long and curly.
Then you have to change it. But I don't think he's in danger of going bald.
I would love to see an old man with that head of hair.
Okay. That's what I'm wondering. If it starts to get gray and curly, is it you just ride out the big gray curl?
The salt and pepper?
Yeah. Ride him out, the salt and pepper.
Mike, I want to ride you out with that haircut.
He looks so uncomfortable. He's like, when
can I die?
Yeah.
Well, even think of like a Jerry Seinfeld. Even he, you think back to the early Seinfeld era, like his hair is big and bushy. Now he just like shaves it. It's like on a one.
Well, you'll know. You'll know when you get to that.
Yeah, if you start, if your hair starts thinning, I mean, you can't leave it long and curly. No. That's when I would say
shave it.
Go to the hair club for men.
Yes. Or do they do plugs, curly hair club?
I don't know.
Do they? How does that work?
How does that work? I think they take.
Oh, they take your own hair, right?
So I guess it is the back of your head. Ooh. Yeah. Okay.
Coming
and
up
they
out
put
of sports, we're gonna have Carly Aquilino completely shave Mike's head bald. We know how difficult that was just now with Keith.
What? I know. Trying not to touch him. You mean right?
Trying not to put your hand on that sexual icon that is Keith Mills.
Yeah. Talk about a stud.
Yeah. It was like your dementia riddled grandfather that just did a huge bump of yayo. We get it.
He was great.
He was fantastic.
I love his segues, which is him asking randomly, like, "Have you seen baseball?"
Baseball.
And then starts talking about baseball.
Yep. Josh, what if we could use grilled cheese for money? Scott, what do you, how much you think the human head weighs?
I love him.
Oh, yeah, I love him.
He was cool. He goes with the flow. Loves horses. That's my favorite thing about him. How much he loves horses.
I'm having trouble getting over the fact you've never seen like a horse.
I've never seen
naturally.
A happy horse. Like a happy we're gonna horse. Say.
Just dragging a couple of fetzos from Iowa behind them in Central Park.
Just got a man with a strange hat. You know, those people really don't have to wear the costumes anymore.
Yeah,
you know. They wear the costumes.
Is it called a hansom cab?
Something crazy like that.
There was a Seinfeld episode about it. Did you see that?
I think I have.
Yeah. Everything goes back to Seinfeld.
All roads lead to Seinfeld.
Same. All roads do.
Yeah. So I would recommend watching that.
Yeah,
my mom's
cab.
Always been like, let's go on the horses.
Yeah, let's do
that.
I'm
like, Ma, no. Because also, it's just sad. But aside from it being sad. They're like pooping up there.
Oh, they got a big poop bucket.
They got
like
a bucket.
Like they got like this thing behind
them. I've never seen a horse without a bucket.
Yeah.
That's what happened on Seinfeld. They had to stop the ride. Kramer's driving it.
I did see this episode.
And the horse.
Yes, the horse,
Rusty, has flatulence. They have to pull over.
Yes.
That is so funny.
It's all coming back to me.
I remember that.
I do remember that.
Hold on.
You're 100% right.
Let's just do the damn thing.
This is your cab, right? And this is your horse, Rusty.
Oh, yeah, Rusty. How you doing, Rusty? Yeah, you're a big fella, huh? Well, looks a little on the thin side for this kind of work, huh? Yeah, well, who's a good horsey, huh? Oh, yeah, you like that, huh? You like your rubs, huh? Yeah, some horsey. Give me a kissy.
If someone's tuning in now, it sounds
weird. Is he 5 or 6 months?
They're just syndicating Seinfeld.
Actually, I don't think he does.
Oh, I wouldn't be too sure of that. Yeah, those Appaloosa, they get around. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's worth rewatching. Carly Aquilino. Hey, real quick, before we get into our next thing, you want to do some tickets?
Yeah, 410-252-2727. 410-252-2727. You can call that number, leave them a message, and they call you back. Get some tickets to any show this weekend to see Carly Aquilino at Magoobie's Joke House.
Oh, nice. Thank you. I thought that you were going to give out Kid Rock tickets again.
No, that is for you.
All right.
That
would, for Evanescence.
That would be amazing.
Now, we got into a discussion earlier in the week about
yoga pants.
Well, no, it was about like having a really hot significant other and going out and having to deal with people hitting on your significant other and how that affects you. Do you just like, yeah, that's cool, I'm the one going home with her, it doesn't matter? Or do you get like jealous and want to fight the guy or the girl?
So what were your guys' opinions on it?
It doesn't bother
me.
I curl up into a ball and just let it happen.
You start crying.
Big beta. Yeah, I'm just
kidding. It's not flattering.
She's yours now.
That's what I said. I always took it as a compliment because
yeah, it's like, whatever.
She chose to marry me, so I'm like, F all you.
And you guys are married. I mean, it's not that easy to just get out of that.
Rarely happens to Maya.
She's stuck with you.
Semi-stuck.
Yeah.
At least.
Fully. Yeah.
But then it kind of spiraled out to the thing where Mike, because we talked about how it happens at the grocery store a lot, which that's like a breeding ground for, you know, you can check people out.
Right, right, right. And it's a friendly atmosphere.
Yes,
yeah.
you're not on guard. You're not at a bar, so you're not on guard.
Right.
You're looking at the papayas and you're not, you know, noticing what's going on around you.
Yeah.
So Mike and his girlfriend were going to go to the grocery store and she came out in some super tight yoga pants. And he was like, whoa.
Whoa.
He said, pause.
Hold on.
He's like, well, I don't know. But Mike being the Mike that he is, he doesn't rule her. She rules herself and she wore the pants.
Okay.
To the store.
Yeah.
And Mike, and I think all of us kind of agree that yoga pants are one of the greatest inventions of the last 10 years.
Okay.
And Mike referred to them as being scantily clad, which I don't know if that's the right terminology.
I think that was a misnomer.
It's just, revealing.
But
is
very,
what I think
they're
is
very
the best.
Revealing.
Well, because they're tight.
And we said that if you're a girl and you go to the grocery store in yoga pants and you think that people aren't staring at your ass, you're horrifically naive.
Okay, I don't think that that's why she wore the yoga pants.
No, not why.
Because it was.
But you have to know. Is that the? So that's it. They're comfortable.
Yeah, but it's so weird because I feel like
because you know what they look like, right? You've seen.
You know what they look like, yeah.
Yes.
But it's also like doesn't matter. But I feel like no matter what she wore, a guy was going to check her out.
You can wear burlap slacks, and I'll probably still check.
I mean,
a butt
you could
out.
Wear, you know.
If she was in gray sweats, it's not the same as yoga pants.
Really?
No,
I don't know.
Yes, you do. Think about gray sweats and think about yoga pants. They're way different.
Why stop it?
Because those two things are way different. One is like super tight and you can see every last little nook, cranny, crevice.
I would say crevice, yeah.
Yes.
I'm a nook fan. Mike's into crannies.
Right.
You could just see.
Love a cranny.
Love a cranny. Love a cranny on a granny. Get an old lady.
Build nooks and crannies.
On them Lululemons that, I mean, you can see now good pair of sweatpants, guy or gal, you're going to see that bubble butt. But when you're wearing like leggings and yoga pants, and I mean, they're almost next to each other.
I can't do that because I'm always afraid I have a wedgie and I'm like a shameless wedgie picker. So I'll be like in the produce aisle, just pulling, picking stuff out of my butt.
And to take it another notch.
So, I mean, to me, talk about, you know, have everybody being attracted to something you're doing. Me picking a wedgie.
Would be okay with
I see you pick a wedge.
In the frozen food
aisle. Near a Red Baron pizza. You know how quickly I drop to a knee and present you a diamond?
Propose.
If I see you with your hand up your ass near a frozen pizza, I'm like, can we make this forever?
Please.
And then if you go and pick your nose and flick it or inspect it first or roll it around, I'm like, unicorns exist and God wants me to be happy.
Well, and how about the yoga pants that have like Juicy across the back. I mean, that's a whole nother level.
I like it when they like say things that aren't like appropriate.
Infected.
You know, they're like angel, like like some weird like little baby princess.
Baby I'm
like,
girl.
You have to write that about baby girl. You have to write that on your ass.
But
in
you
rhinestones?
Smell like Michelob and a cigarette, and yet you've got you know
yes
angel doll. Like not really. Your teeth leave you to believe otherwise.
Angel doll.
You didn't just get out of fifth grade.
That reminds me of old AOL screen names.
Oh, God, yeah. Sugar Princess.
What was your screen name? Mine was Summer Babe.
What was your screen name? What was your screen name?
Please,
I remember mine. I remember mine. It's so stupid.
What is yours? Blink-182-47 or something?
Not far off. I was the Hessian. Yeah! Like, you ever heard of a Hessian?
No.
These old skateheads. They're dirty skate kids. Have you
Where
ever seen these
from?
Waldorf, Maryland,
I
Southern Maryland?
Say,
shout
like,
out.
Germany.
Germany, yes.
I was the Hessian.
SS. No, the Hessian, which good on you, by the way. She knows the Hessians were mercenaries hired by the German army.
I had no idea that
to fight
was.
On the side
don't,
of the German army. This is on
don't,
you.
Don't,
you knew
no,
this.
No.
Wow. You knew
I didn't
this.
Know that's
You're
what that
a
was.
Genius. Yeah.
But, I am a genius.
Okay.
Yes.
They weren't just German mercenaries. They were filthy kids behind a Walmart that listened to Skid Row.
Okay.
And tried to do heel flips and didn't all
right.
day long.
Right.
And that was me. I was
so they
the,
were the cool kids.
Not really. We thought we were with a pewter dagger earring and a cut off dock and tummy tee.
When I think about what I thought was cool when I was a teenager, it's sick.
Well, I just watched, I came home and the wife and the daughter were watching Teen Witch from 1989.
Oh, fun.
The classic.
Mm-hmm.
And you just look back at the style and you're like, oh, man. Like,
that happened
I used
to me
dress
last
like
week.
Like, I had hair like that. Like, what?
Yeah.
Wait,
I was watching
was, before
The Craft
we go any further, what was your screen
last
name?
Week. Oh, my screen name was Summer Babe 1990.
Yes.
Because I was born
babe.
In 1990 and I was a summer babe.
That's it. How it
you
works.
Know?
It was always the birthday worked. It's,
it was
the birthday
always the year.
It always worked its
right.
way in there. Always.
And now,
Mike's
like,
was Fro-Flo 83.
So,
see?
Sometimes I'll like see people's Instagram handles and they're young. But they're like, you know, hot girl 2010. And I'm like, what?
Oh, you're young.
2009. I'm like, okay, was that the year this person was born? And they're like trolling me on Instagram, like, you're stupid. I hate your face.
You ever see anybody with like, it just doesn't match up to what they are? It's like, the Honey Snatcher, 69.
Yeah.
He's 400 pounds, hair lip. He's definitely sitting in a basement somewhere with his parents above him. Yet he's, you know, he's got the green.
But you don't know. He could be the Honey Snatcher.
He's not.
You don't know his personality.
He's actually just drinking honey, like pure honey from a hive.
Right,
that's nothing
right.
to do
he
with
it. He steals honey from the grocery store.
Yeah, he does not. Yeah, he snatches up honey.
He
the
puts
guy's
it in his yoga pants.
When was the last time you had sex with a guy solely on personality? Stop it.
Actually.
Stop it.
It's happened. That, not solely, but I think being attracted to someone has a lot to do with the personality. And there's been times where I haven't been attracted to someone until I talked to them.
Really?
And then
you weren't
yeah.
physically
and then,
attracted
you know, and
until
then like I
you
dated them for like, you know, like 3 or 4 years or something.
Oh.
And the inverse has to be
to the person.
The inverse has
in
to be
first
possible too that they were beautiful. You spent one day with him like, "Oh my god,
yeah,
you're
that's
an
happened
ingrown
to me
hair
too.
Of a person."
Yeah, that's happened to me too where I've like gone out with people where I'm like, "Oh, this person's attractive." And then you talk to them and you're like, "Oh my god." Yeah. Hopefully the earth will open up and swallow
take a guess
me.
How much I can bench press. Take a guess. Take a guess. You're going to be wrong. You're going to be wrong. Throw a number.
That would be really funny. You're going to be wrong.
You're going to be wrong.
Dude, that's an actual conversation I once heard in a Chili's because I was born in a sewer.
Wow.
Take a guess. You're going to be wrong.
I went to Chili's twice yesterday. I'm not bragging about my lifestyle.
Humble brag.
I'm not bragging about my lifestyle, but I will say that I did go to Chili's twice.
Twice
yesterday.
In one day?
Two times.
Lunch and dinner, I'm assuming, obviously?
Yeah.
And what was for lunch?
Lunch, I had not broccoli soup. Baked potato soup.
Oh, yeah.
Broccoli
always
soup?
I was thinking like broccoli and cheddar. I forgot about the cheddar part.
Oh, yeah. Cheese and broccoli
and cheddar.
Soup?
Oh, that's
wow.
great.
That sounds
it's
horrible.
Really good.
Okay.
Have you never been to Panera Bread?
I was at Panera Bread once.
Where? were?
I don't remember.
And you never went back? That's a little... I'm scared.
Yeah.
Why?
You should be scared. Spiegel
definitely
is a very
should be
interesting person.
Spiegel takes the broccoli out of his Chinese food.
Yeah, because they use it as filler. It's a scam.
Right. It's true. They want it to look... That's true.
I'll have your cheese soup, please. Just a bowl of melted cheese. Meanwhile, 3 hours later...
My number two does not look like a number two.
Yeah. Oh, God.
And then what was for dinner from Chili's?
I had French fries.
That's dinner?
I just ordered French fries.
I did not plan on falling in love today.
That was not dinner. French fries.
She's popping zits. She's eating fries.
I normally it's like you get a sandwich and fries or like ribs and just the fries.
I didn't want a sandwich.
Just the fries.
Yeah. The night before I made for dinner because I am a very luxurious and glamorous woman. Okay. I only eat the best.
What did you make?
Kraft macaroni and cheese and two hot dogs.
That's the way I
after
still eat.
Eating that, I was like, I'm going to go on a diet tomorrow. So I didn't get the sandwich for dinner. I only got the French fries.
That's your idea of a diet?
Yes.
Were they at least covered in cheese and bacon?
No.
Straight fries.
They were just fries.
And you mean to tell me that when you ordered that, the waitress goes, that's it?
I called it in anonymously.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because they definitely would have been like, that's
it? And then I picked it up at the bar. I was
fries?
Like, hi, my friends called something in. They're weird. They just order fries to go.
Yeah.
They definitely talked about you when you left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's so sad.
Is she here again?
She's so sad. She's a chair.
Oh, yeah. She's getting the usual. So she gets a cup of gravy, not a bowl, a cup, and a bunch of fries. And she just jackboots out this bitch with a smile on her face.
Do you know how many dino nuggets? Do you know what a dino nugget is? You don't have a four-year-old. I have a four-year-old.
No.
They're just like the chicken nuggets that you get in the frozen.
That are shaped like dinosaurs.
They're shaped like dinosaurs. Yeah. And you know how many dino nuggets? I have had just straight dinner that were just dino nuggets.
Sure, yeah. Dino nuggets.
That's all I eat like an idiot.
I mean, it's kind of fine, though.
You ever done the rotisserie chicken from the grocery store?
So good.
That you just crack that plastic lid off.
And then you feel like Emeril Lagasse. You're like, I made this.
Look, I made a rotisserie chicken from Giant.
Yeah.
And I'm just shoving my dumb fingers into it like utensils.
That's like I love a rotisserie chicken because the possibilities are endless, you guys.
Oh. Next day, you can make like a sandwich out of it.
Style food. Chef.
Yeah.
Carly Aquilino, you are proof that the Almighty exists, and they'll be happy.
Magoobies this weekend.
Oh, Magoobies, you guys.
You're everything.
Thank you.
You're everything. Carly Aquilino, where can people find you online? They want to give you a follow, check you out.
At Carly Aquilino on everything.
On everything.
That's keeping it simple. Yes. CarlyAquilino.
Did you ever think about changing your last name?
No, I mean, there's been times where I've thought about changing, like, my handle to stuff. Because I'll be like, Carly Aquilino. They're like, I'm sorry, that's, like, 70 letters and there's
much.
A Q in it. But people are always like, what's your social media? I'm like, it's just my name. Like, as if it was going to be, like, Hot Girl
Summer Babe 1990.
Summer Babe 1990.
I'm going to bring back Summer Babe 1990.
Run it back. Yeah.